And now, the TJMS Smuckler Report with Ken Smuckler. Ken Smuckler, good morning.
Good morning, Tom Civil. Jay Antoine. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is your Smuck Report, St. Louis Debate Edition. Tom, last night, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump took to the debate stage in St. Louis, Missouri, just 48 hours after the Washington Post released a bombshell tape from Access Hollywood showing the Bushman of the Kalahari discussing his sexual prowess with the Bushman of NBC, Billy Bush. The tape revealed a side of Donald Trump we've never seen before, a misogynistic, sexually obsessed candidate with a libido set on warp drive. Okay, Sybil, it's precisely the Donald Trump we've seen before, which is why at the Smuck Report, we have no smucking clue why this videotape matters. But there is the Donald thing that when you're a star, you can do anything, Jay. Even grab them in the pussycat, pussycat, I love you, yes, I do. Which led me to immediately conclude that Hillary Clinton had it right all along. Trump's fingers are the last thing you want close to the nuclear codes or anywhere else for that matter. So this provided the backdrop for the smackdown in St. Louis. And Tom, the last time the eyes of the nation were that focused on a business leader in St. Louis apologizing for irresponsible behavior, Anheuser-Busch Vice President Alexander Lambrecht was pulling down Budweiser's Up for Whatever campaign that launched with the marketing slogan, the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night. So the question for America as the candidates took the stage last night was which Trump would show up. Teleprompter Trump, all apologetic, or buddy love. Is that a test tube in my pocket, or am I just happy to see you? Now let's go to the debate. It opened with a 2005 tape recording, which Trump seemed to boast of sexually assaulting women. Mr. Trump said he was not proud of the behavior, saying that he had apologized to his family and the American people. But he downplayed the recording, saying it amounted to bragging about sexual assault, calling his comments nothing more than locker room talk. Memo to Donald, calling this locker room banter would be correct if the locker room to which you are referring is the locker room of the New York Neanderthals of the American Sexual Predator League. Trump turned the discussion of his lewd remarks on Bubba, arguing that his words did not compare to Mr. Clinton's history with women, saying that if you look at Bill Clinton, he was far worse. And I gotta say, Tom, I think Trump's right. I mean, because seeing the president going on national TV to say he did not have sexual relations with an intern when her blue dress had your perm, the S is silent on it, does seem a bit more out there than talking smack with Billy Bush. But then Hillary paraphrases Michelle Obama, quote, when they go low, you go high, at which point I thought Hillary was going to take out a vape pen and start firing up a fatty. But then the Trumpster fires back that if he wins, he will, quote, instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation. And by situation, I didn't know whether he was talking about her emails or her pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. Then Hillary said she could not spend all of her time fact-checking Mr. Trump, saying it was a good thing that Trump was not in charge of the laws of the country, to which the Donald landed his haymaker, saying, because if I was, you'd be in jail. Tom, the last time two presidential posers from New York went at it like this, Aaron Burr was dueling with Alexander Hamilton outside Weehawken in New Jersey in 1804. Mrs. Clinton was then asked about a remark leaked from a private speech in which she seemed to stress the importance of keeping both a public and a private position on any given issue as a political figure, which just confirmed two things we've known all along about Hillary, Sybil. First, she creates new positions faster than Wells Fargo creates bogus bank accounts. And second, her private email conversations are about as private as pro wrestler Ric Flair's self-described Space Mountain bedroom escapades with Halle Berry. Hillary said, you can't make this shiggity up. Hillary said she was following the example of Abraham Lincoln as he sought to convince lawmakers to ally with him, to which Trump landed his best blow of the night, saying, now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. And Honest Abe never lied. Now, look, Sybil, I'm no historian, but I'm pretty sure when Mary Todd Lincoln asked Honest Abe if the gown she was wearing to the inaugural ball made her look fat, Abe said no. And that was probably not telling the truth. But that doesn't prove Hillary's point either. But Hillary then goes on the offensive, accusing McDonald of trying to divert attention from his own campaign because, quote, it's exploding the way Republicans are leaving you. And, Tom, Hillary does have a point. As the fallout from the latest Trump-NATO has been swift, Republican Senate candidates from New Hampshire, Kelly Ayotte, to Arizona's John McCain have pulled their endorsement post-Access Hollywood video. The Republican establishment support disappearing from Trump's side like a 20-carat emerald-cut diamond ring from the wedding finger of Kim Kardashian. The debate ended with Hillary facing up to calling Trump supporters, quote, a basket of deplorables, and Trump saying he's not unproud for tweeting a call to his supporters to check out a sex tape of a former Miss Universe who had turned on him. And with that inspirational finish, the debate ended with neither candidate shaking hands, which leads us to one conclusion. We're in a political death spiral, fittingly headed to the final debate in the land of godlessness, Las Vegas, Nevada, on October 19th. And that's the Smuck Report. Friend us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at Smuck Report. Leading up to Las Vegas, look for the Donald to beat up on Hillary like iced tea on Wesley Snipes on the fire escape in New Jack City, and look for Hillary to go after the Donald like Ty-Ty going after Stevie J on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta Season 3 reunion. Smuck off. Smuck out.
Ah, yeah.